Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. John Bradbury's here. John's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he's a consultant, he's a coach, he's a speaker, an advisor, an entrepreneur, and an investor. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, but more importantly, he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Always great to be here.
Good to have you back. You know, John, when I think about the stages of business ownership, you can kind of boil it down to three basic stages. You've got the startup phase, you got the growth phase, and then you got the maintenance and exit stage.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree kind of those three pockets?
I would.
You could break them down more, but I think those are the big ones, don't you?
Sure.
And
they can be very, very different.
They require different kinds of people sometimes. And if we make it from alpha to omega, we're the same human, but we have to become different kinds of people when we go through those stages. But there are certain things that are in evidence. Certain traits, certain behaviors, certain things that we have to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
That are in evidence in all of those stages, aren't they? Some things we drop off and as we move from one to another, but some things don't change. And one of those is something I know you've been working a lot on lately, and that's the concept of resilience, being able to stick to things and tough it out. That's in evidence in all those phases, isn't it?
It is. You know, whether you call it entrepreneurial resilience or stamina, staying power, that's both true at the level of your venture. So there are business, you know, aspects of your business that come into play that allow you greater staying power. But then
mm-hmm.
at the personal level, it's kind of what I heard you talking about in the end of the last segment. The gentleman was saying, you know, can you change yourself? You know, startup founders are entrepreneurs who can go through all of those phases you mentioned successfully, they learn, they grow, they
mm-hmm.
change, they evolve, or you simply won't make it. So this idea of entrepreneurial growth, we often think about that in terms of revenue growth, and I've started thinking about it more and more in terms of the real growth needs to happen at the personal level. You know, what are you bringing to the table? How are your traits
mm-hmm.
and motivations getting in the way, and how are they supporting the growth of your business?
In the startup phase especially, to me, there's some tests that you can take for yourself. And, you know, as you know, John, in the startup phase, you're more all in than any other time.
Right.
This is when you're doing things that you didn't know you weren't supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and yet you do it. Yet you pull it off. And in my opinion, if you can't be all in, if there are other things that are distracting you, and that easily pull you away from whatever the startup, then I don't think you're ready. I mean, I think the startup is. I mean, folks, this may be politically incorrect for some, John, but I think at the startup phase, if you're not single-minded, and I'm not talking about, you know, you if you got a family, you got that, but even to some degree, the family's often is subordinate. At the startup phase, you've got to demonstrate 130% resilience and stick-to-itiveness and commitment, don't you?
You do, and that's why whenever someone says to me, I'm thinking about leaving my job at the bank or wherever, I want to start a business, my first question is, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? What's driving you? Because you've got to tap into that animating force that's going to get you out of bed every morning and
mm-hmm.
Keep you focused. And we've cataloged the typical reasons that people, the answers they give us. And not all reasons are created equal, as you know. There's a set of reasons that I call the ha reasons, because they have some mythology around them.
Mm-hmm.
So one is people want to be their own boss. So they have a high need for independence.
Right.
You know that's a myth.
Oh, yeah. I want to make more money.
I want to make more money. I'm doing it for financial reasons. Well, mm-hmm. you better be prepared to hold your breath financially for a while.
I want to be able to control my own life, right?
Yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's another ha-ha.
I want to play golf when I want to. that's hilarious. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyFounder.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.